51.5 A young arbor wished with the mania for courtship and marriage. Love, sex, sentimentalism prevails. Great vigilance and tact are needed to guard the youth from these wrong influences. 52.1 Daughters are not taught self-denial and self-control. They are petted, and their pride is fostered. They are allowed to have their own way, until they become headstrong and self-willed, and you are put to your wits end to know what course to pursue to save them from ruin. Satan is leading them on to be a proverb in the mouth of unbelievers because of their boldness, their lack of reserve and womanly modesty. The young boys are likewise left to have their own way. They have scarcely entered their teens, before they are by the side of little girls of their own age, accompanying them home and making love to them. And the parents are so completely in bondage through their own indulgence and mistaken love for their children that they dare not pursue a decided course to make a change and restrain their too fast children in this fast age. 52.2 Counsel to a romantic, lovesick girl. You have fallen into the sad error which is so prevalent in this degenerate age, especially with women. You are too fond of the other sex. You love their society, your attention to them is flattering, and you encourage, or permit, a familiarity which does not always accord with the exhortation of the apostle, to abstain from all appearance of evil. 52.3 Turn your mind away from romantic projects. You mingle with your religion a romantic, lovesick sentimentalism, which does not elevate, but only lowers. It is 53 not yourself alone who is affected, others are injured by your example and influence. Daydreaming and romantic castle building haven't fitted you for usefulness. You have lived in an imaginary world, you have been an imaginary martyr and an imaginary Christian. 52.4 There is much of this low sentimentalism mingled with the religious experience of the young in this age of the world. My sister, God requires you to be transformed. Elevate your affections, I implore you. Devote your mental and physical powers to the service of your Redeemer, who has bought you. Sanctify your thoughts and feelings that all your works may be wrought in God. 53.1 Caution to a youthful student. You are now in your student's life, let your mind dwell upon spiritual subjects. Keep all sentimentalism apart from your life. Give to yourself vigilant self-instruction, and bring yourself under self-control. You are now in the formative period of character, nothing with you is to be considered trivial or unimportant which will detract from your highest, holiest interest, your efficiency in the preparation to do the work God has assigned you. 53.2 Results of unwise courtship and marriage. We can see that innumerable difficulties meet us at every step. The iniquity that is cherished by young as well as old, the unwise, unsanctified courtship and marriages cannot fail to result in bickerings, in strife, in alienations, in indulgence of unbridled passions, in unfaithfulness of husbands and wives, unwillingness to restrain the self-willed, inordinate desires, and in indifference to the things of eternal interest. 53.3 The holiness of the oracles of God is not loved by very many who claim to be Bible Christians. They showed by their free, loose conduct that they prefer a wider scope. They do not want their selfish indulgences limited. 54.1 Guard the affections. Gird up the loins of your mind, says the apostle, then control your thoughts, not allowing them to have full scope. The thoughts may be guarded and controlled by your own determined efforts. Think right thoughts, and you will perform right actions. You have, then, to guard the affections, not letting them go out and fasten upon improper objects. Jesus has purchased you with his own life, you belong to him, therefore he is to be consulted in all things, as to how the powers of your mind and the affections of your heart shall be employed. 54.2 Chapter 8, Common Courtship Practices. Wrong ideas of courtship and marriage. The ideas of courtship have their foundation in erroneous ideas concerning marriage. They follow impulse and blind passion. The courtship is carried on in a spirit of flirtation. The parties frequently violate the rules of modesty and reserve and are guilty of indiscretion, if they do not break the law of God. The high, noble, lofty design of God in the institution of marriage is not discerned, therefore the purest affections of the heart, the noblest traits of character are not developed. 55.1 Not one word should be spoken, not one action performed, that you would not be willing the holy angels should look upon and register in the books above. You should have an eye single to the glory of God. The heart should have only pure, sanctified affection, worthy of the followers of Jesus Christ, exalted in its nature, and more heavenly than earthly. Anything different from this is debasing, degrading in courtship, and marriage cannot be holy and honorable in the sight of a pure and holy God, unless it is after the exalted scriptural principle. A 55 point to the youth trust altogether too much to impulse. They should not give themselves away too easily, nor be captivated too readily by the winning exterior of the lover. Courtship, as carried on in this age, is a scheme of deception and hypocrisy, with which the enemy of souls has far more to do than the Lord. Good common sense is needed here, if anywhere, but the fact is, it has little to do in the matter. 56 or 55.3 Keeping late hours. The habit of sitting up late at night is customary, but it is not pleasing to God, even if you are both Christians. These untimely hours injure health, unfit the mind for the next day's duties, and have an appearance of evil.